Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, your 12-minute success coach. Today, I want to talk about identity. If you caught last week's episode, I talked about it a little bit. I touched on it. And today, I want to dive deeper into identity. Because your identity drives your behavior. People often try to change their actions without changing the way they see themselves. And if you still identify as overwhelmed, unsuccessful, unworthy, or someone who never finishes, I talked about that last week, your actions will continue to match that identity. Lasting change starts with identity first. I struggled to quit smoking for years and years and years and years, and then for a few years. And my husband smoked, he still smokes, and there's one little convenience store that he always wanted me to go to, and I didn't really like going to it. It was off the beaten path, but okay. So one day I went to fill my car with gas and buy a carton of cigarettes. And I went in and I was like, hey, I'm Bill's wife, Jennifer. And he goes, oh, hi, Jennifer. How are you? How can I help you? And I said, well, I filled my car up on that pump. I want to pay for that. And I need a carton of cigarettes. And he looked at me and he goes, wow, you don't look like someone who smokes. And I said, oh, I lied. I flat out lied, ladies and gentlemen. I lied. I said, oh, they're for my husband. And he goes, oh, well, that makes sense. I knew Bill smoked. But it was a thing because somebody actually saw me for someone I wasn't. They didn't know I smoked. So shortly thereafter, I actually did take steps and quit smoking completely. And I had quit the first week of March 2007, I believe it was. And a friend of mine, someone was said about smoking, and a friend of mine's mom goes, well, you don't smoke. Did you smoke? And I said, oh my gosh, I just quit 3 months ago, 6 months ago. It hadn't been very long. And I said, nobody even noticed. And so we were at the lake and were often hanging out on their dock. And she goes, well, you always stepped away when you smoked. So I didn't really see you smoking. So I didn't see you as a smoker. Wow. Okay. I made that identity shift to a non-smoker pretty easily. Pretty easily. So what identity do you want to embody? I've been doing workshops recently on writing a book. What's the one topic that you know a lot about that you could really write a book about? And let's get that honed in. And the first thing is identity. Do you see yourself as a writer? When you go to your LinkedIn profile, do you want to put best-selling author? Do you see yourself as an author? When I uploaded my first short book, because all I write are short books, because I ain't nobody got time for a long book. When I was ready to upload that first book, a friend had been helping me, and we were following a course. We were in a program together. And I had followed all the steps, and now I have this book, and I'm ready to have it. At the time, it was a big deal to have it as a lead magnet. And this friend that had been helping me with it said, just upload it to Amazon. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. And she said, why not? And I said, because I'm not an author. I'm not a writer. And she said, "You literally wrote the book." Oh, I said, but my brother was the oldest and he was a writer, and my sister just older than I am. She's a really good writer and I'm not a writer. And she goes, "You just wrote the book." I uploaded it to Amazon and it did become the Kindle version, a bestseller in 3 categories. And I'm adamant about Kindle books because I'm not going to read a regular book. I have books all over my office. I typically don't read them. I go find the Kindle version because I like reading on a Kindle. I don't want a book. I don't want to carry a book, and they're heavy, and I don't want to deal with that. I had to shift my identity from the sister who isn't an author, who isn't a writer, to being, I am the sister, the woman, the wife, the daughter, who's a writer. I am. So when you start then acting as the person who is the author, who finishes what she starts, you start acting in accordance with that identity. Your confidence, your success, your health, your leadership, your abundance, those are no longer just goals. They become natural when they're your identity, when your identity shifts. And the question becomes, what version of me do I need to be to do the thing? How do I need to show up? Who do I need to be? When I have somebody reflect back to me how I show up in a room or how I impact people, and it is fully in alignment with what I had in the back of my mind of how I wanted to show up, I am thrilled. I'm thrilled. I want to be a podcaster, and I want to be a good podcaster. I maintain the top 5% globally with this podcast. That's out of 6 million podcasts. I'm in the top 5% globally. I want to be a good podcaster. I want to share valuable information. I had a gal that I knew that was the bartender. I go to one bar, Toby Keith's, before every Oklahoma City Thunder basketball game. And so we get to know all the bartenders, right? Because they have a handful and they rotate through, and there are like 40 some odd home games plus playoffs. And one of the bartenders had left. She didn't work there anymore, but she was back for an event. And she got ready to leave and she saw me at the bar and she came up and she goes, "Jennifer, I just want you to know I listen to your podcast every week. It's amazing." I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. You never know who's listening. Somebody's listening because I've had over 33,000 unique downloads and I'm top 5% globally. So I intentionally want to show up as a podcaster. I intentionally want to show up and provide some value. Every episode, whether it's an interview or it's a solo episode of me, I want you to walk away with something that you can start incorporating right now. Do better, be seen as a better person. If we're not growing, we're dying. Our identity can be rewritten intentionally. Our past experiences may have shaped our identity, but they don't have to define it forever. We can be aware of our behavior. We can be aware of how people see us. We can be intentional with our thoughts. We can have emotional healing. Again, I'm an energy healer. Who knew? Who knew I would end up becoming an energy healer? But I am. And it's amazing. And it brings me great joy. And if I'm consistent with my actions and you're consistent with your actions, we can create identities that support the life we truly want to have. My dad told me one time that he was in an economics class when he was in college, and he went back to college after he had done a stint in the Air Force and was married with 2 kids when he went back to college, and he worked full-time and went to school at night. And one of his professors said, you have a set limit in your head of how much a house can cost or what you're willing to pay in rent. And if you pay more than that, you're going to be uncomfortable living there. You're going to be uncomfortable living there. I had a set limit of how much I was willing to spend on a house. And my husband and I bought a house that was $25,000 more. And let me tell you, I loved, loved, loved that house. But there was a level of discomfort being there because it was outside my comfort zone. And just staying there longer didn't help it. So what did we do? We sold that house. We made a killing, bought another house, put a huge down payment on it, and our house payment plummeted. Because neither one of us liked that house payment. It wasn't our identity. We didn't want that. That didn't fit our life or our lifestyle. What is my identity? I'm Jennifer Takagi, your 12-minute success coach. I am a wife. I am a sister. I am an aunt. I'm a great aunt. I've got lots of great nieces and nephews. I have a dog, I have a cat, and I have a lake house. And someone said, man, you need to talk about your lake house more often. People might want to do that and have a lake house too. Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But it's my lifestyle. My husband and I bought it, oh my gosh, over 20 years ago. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what year we bought it. Anyway, over 20 years ago. Our whole circle of friends have places at the lake. So when we go, it's like a party every weekend. Well, it is a party. It's not like. It is a party every weekend. Some of these people I have known, oh my gosh, I want to say more than 40 years. I can't believe I'm that old. I can't believe I'm old enough to be saying that. And that's our lifestyle. We go to the lake every weekend. That's what we do. I'm a person who goes to Spain for a month every year. This year, 2026, is going to be my third year going with my girlfriend bestie, Kimberly Crow. My husband doesn't want to go. He gets to stay home. He doesn't have to come. He's never been invited for the whole month, only for a week. He still doesn't want to come. We just go and immerse ourselves in the city and what's going on there. That's what we do. You might see pictures every now and then on social media of us being there. That's my identity. That's who I want to be. We were staying at a hotel. We went on a little trip with a group of friends for a birthday party. And a group of people, they were Mexican. And they lived in West Texas. And we got to talking. And I just plopped my happy butt right in the middle of their family party. And I started speaking Spanish. Am I good? No. What do I tell people? Oh, I speak perfect Spanish. Kimberly and I were in Spain for the very first time. We had been there not quite a week, and we're sitting there at the end of the day, and we're talking about, you know, we've just been there a week, blah, blah, blah. And she says, what is your favorite part about being here? And I sat there a minute, and I mean, I really gave it some thought, and I said that I speak Spanish perfectly. And she goes, oh my gosh, you do not speak Spanish perfectly. And I said, no, but I get whatever I want. I walk in and I say, hola, yo quiero una cosa, pero no sé la palabra. What that is hello, I need the thing, but I don't know the word. And I stumble with that and I repeat it a few times. And then finally I say the word in English and they know what I want. But they know I tried really hard. So I'm talking to this family and I'm spitting out my Spanish. Alcohol might have been involved. I might have had a few beers. I had been at a ball game. And then I would stop and speak English. And then the next morning, my husband really had never seen me do that before in 34 years of marriage. And he said, wow, that Mexican family was so impressed with you that your Spanish was so good. And I started laughing. And my pronunciation is good. I have studied Spanish and French a lot. My Spanish pronunciation is much better than my French pronunciation, but I've studied a lot. I have a degree in French and Spanish. And I said, do you know what the funniest thing is about that? And he goes, what? And I said, I probably only used 20 words, maybe 30. And he goes, are you kidding me? And I said, no, I just kept saying the same things. And they thought it was hilarious because I was trying to speak Spanish. I wasn't trying. I was speaking Spanish. I just wasn't saying anything profound. But that's my identity. I am the girl who walks in a room and announces to everybody that I speak perfect Spanish. Even though I don't. But that's what I say. And I own it. I own it. And the people who do speak Spanish perfectly, they love it. And they think it's hilarious. Can that be your identity? Well, only if you want it to be. Only if you want it to be, but it doesn't have to be. You get to choose what your identity is, how you show up in the world. And how you show up does not have to be how I show up. You get to choose how you want to show up in the world. So I want to challenge you to sit down and I want you to write out who you want to start becoming and become that newer, better version of yourself. People will begin to notice. I'm Jennifer Takagi, your 12-minute success coach, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.